I hope everyone is feeling refreshed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I hope we're all enjoying our extra hour, because in 4 short months, we'll be giving it up again. And for what? The Department of Transportation, which could end this semi-annual sleep disruption ritual, still insists that it saves energy, reduces crime, and protects kids from having to walk to school in the dark. But does it? From what I've read, the studies on saving energy are inconclusive. On preventing crime, I suppose when we lose the hour in March, there is a chance that a sleep-deprived porch pirate will trip and do a faceplant as he runs off with your Amazon box, but that's not much of a payback, in my opinion. On protecting school kids, if we're worried about kids going to school in the dark during the winter, how about just starting school an hour later? That's basically what just happened, but you can do it without making all of us change our clocks. And there are plenty of studies showing kids should be getting up later anyway, year-round. Not surprising that there are more and more states asking Congress to overrule the DOT and just keep daylight saving time year-round. Even President Trump has said he's for it, so why don't we do this? It would create a badly needed moment of national harmony, and it would keep the deep state from screwing up our sleep. That's what the poke in the ribs is for. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.